Hello, everybody, and welcome to CrossFit Lynchpin. Today is Monday, April 26, 2021. If you've been around Lynchpin for a while, of course, thanks for being a part of the community. Thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new joining or maybe just checking out a 30-day free trial, before you watch the remainder of this video, pause this. There's another video attached to today's training entitled New to Lynchpin? With a question mark. Watch this first. So pause this, go watch that, then come back. Because that other video lays all the groundwork and explains what I'm going to talk about here in this video. And I'm going to talk about a bunch of different aspects of the day as if you know what I'm talking about. The other video gives you that information. So pause this, watch that, and then come on back. Okay, here we go. So today's training is a half MRF. MRF is, of course, one of the most infamous and beloved workouts in CrossFit, named after a fallen SEAL who lost his life overseas. And this workout hits close to home for me as a former SEAL myself. I did not know MRF, but still. And we're doing the half MRF today. And with full MRF coming up in a while, this is just nice MRF prep, if you will. It also fits in beautifully to our training, and it's a fantastic workout. Half MRF is, for time, an 800-meter run, 50 pull-ups, 100 push-ups, 150 air squats, and then finally another 800-meter run. The last time we did this was on September 8th, 2020, if you want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app and check your time, and also maybe how you broke it up. Those runs that bookended, you have to do the runs as they are, but the work in the middle, the pull-ups, push-ups, and air squats, you can knock that out as it's written in those big chunks and not move on to the push-ups until you finish the 50 pull-ups, if you so desire. That's not how most people choose to do it. Most people like to break it up, and a very popular way to do it is just to do an 800-meter run at the beginning and the end, and then in the middle, 10 rounds of 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, and 15 air squats. And just do that 10 times. That will knock out the required work, then you take off in your final run and you're good to go. In the description it says, you know, partition the pull-ups, push-ups, and squats as needed, which is exactly what that means. Start and finish with the 800-meter run, and if you have a weight vest or body armor, usually we say 20 pounds for the men, 14 pounds for women, today's a great day to throw it on. Other equipment conversions, you can replace each 800 meters of running with 2,400 meters on the Echo Bike, the Assault Bike, or the Schwinn Airdyne, 1,000 meters on the Concept 2 Rower, 1,000 meters on the Concept 2 Ski Erg, or 2,000 meters on the Concept 2 Bike Erg. And of course, we've got videos of two different styles of kipping pull-ups, the push-up, and the air squat. Before I get into the Super Fitness Robot times, I kind of think I'm going to do a new thing here with this video. Maybe I'll start to do it each Monday, if I remember, so remind me if I don't. And that is helping everyone understand also how to modulate intensity, okay? And that's going to be a bit different for each person, but one of the beauties of the Lynchpin Private Track is you get to look at the week in its entirety, and I look at the week in its entirety, and then I kind of plan when I'm going to stomp the gas. So there's 5 workouts a week, usually with one dedicated heavy day, right? So I know on the heavy day I'm going to lift as heavy as my body feels like it wants to lift on that day. So that's that. That leaves, in general, 4 other workout days that for me personally, 100% intensity every day is not sustainable. You're going to burn out. It's unrealistic. So for me, with the 4 remaining days of training, I identify 2 that I'm going to go ahead and try to depress the gas pedal nicely. And then I identify the other 2 that I'm not going to worry about just setting myself on fire with it. I'm just going to cruise at a comfortable pace and move my body. So let me open up another screen here. So as I look at this week's training, the week of April 26th, Monday, you know, again, it depends upon how I feel after the weekend, right? But Monday, MRF, half MRF, I think that's one that I'm going to try to fairly push it on. The next day's a heavy lift, so I'm just going to lift heavy. On Wednesday, when Annie comes up, I'm not going to try to push the pace on that. I'm just going to move and allow myself to, you know, not to say the word recover, because Annie's challenging, but just to move. rest day on Thursday, and then that leaves Friday and Saturday's training. On Friday, we've got Nancy, which is a burner if you want it to be, and then on Saturday, two short workouts with a rest interval in between. So for me personally, I'm probably going to come off the rest day on Wednesday, look at Nancy on Friday, and move at a moderate pace during Nancy. Not high intensity, I have no intentions of setting a PR, going to move moderately. And then when Saturday rolls around, I'm going to ideally be feeling good to pour my heart and soul into that. So when I look at the week, that's how I break it down. You might look at the week and do something totally different, which is great. Maybe you're looking to just crush Annie. Maybe you've been eager for Nancy to come back out. That's one of the days that you're going to go after and you're going to hold back on a different day. Perfectly good to go. My point is, it's just useful to have these things rolling around in your head. It's beneficial to your long-term sustainability in doing CrossFit. So back to today's chat. So super fitness robot time for this. This is data pulled from Beyond the Whiteboard. Men, 19 minutes and 33 seconds or less. Women, 22 minutes and 34 seconds or less. More likely time, men in the area of 25 minutes and 30 seconds. Women in the area of 28 minutes and 39 seconds. So undoubtedly going a bit longer today. Scaled option today. Maybe the runs are too long. Maybe there's too much gymnastics volume in there. Or maybe there's just no way you're going to do it with a vest. So scaled option for today is a 400 meter run, then 25 pull-ups or ring rows, 50 push-ups or knee push-ups, 75 air squats, and then another 400 meter run. We've got a video showing the ring row and the linchpin, knee push-up, regular push-ups, etc. like that. As we've said before in many of these videos, if you don't have some strict pull-ups, you shouldn't be doing kipping pull-ups, which is why we also have in there ring rows, because they're a great way and infinitely scalable to develop your pulling capacity. There's also on the CrossFit Linchpin YouTube channel a video about getting your first pull-up, and there's also, as part of your membership subscription, on the Beyond the Whiteboard app under specialty, under programs, and they have specialty programs. One of them is getting your first strict pull-up, and it's a fantastic program. But there's a ton of ways to scale half Murph, from simply doing it as prescribed with a vest. A scale might just be doing it without a vest. You're not going to be shortchanged doing it without a vest. I guarantee you that. It just allows you to go faster, which makes it sting more. Limited equipment option. It's just half Murph, but I'm assuming, you know, the limited equipment crew doesn't have a vest, so I don't expect them to wear one. The no equipment workout. For time, 800 meter run, 100 push-ups, 150 air squats, and another 800 meter run. So we basically just took out the pull-ups there. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Hold your chin over the pull-up bar, regular grip, supinated grip, whatever you want, but accumulate 2 minutes with your chin over the bar. Don't hook your chin on it. Use some musculature. And then 50 to 75 medicine ball cleans performed in as few sets as possible. Men, 20-pound ball, women are 14. We've got a video showing that. And then finally, to end it, cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, we've got a few. The kneeling layback, the pec stretch, laying on your side, and a bar hang for the lats and chest. Each of those has a video. Each of those you'll hold 1 to 2 minutes per side. And then finally, the verbiage at the end, remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. Hope you enjoyed Half Murph, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.